I have Greg Ruberg on the phone with me after, I think, a month's hiatus. Thank you so much, Greg, for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, seems like things are quite different than they were a month ago when we last talked. Do you want to start off by talking about our case rate for COVID in Lake County?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I would say things are drastically different from a month ago, which is amazing how quickly things can shift or turn, which is in this situation for the better. So our 14-day case rate as of yesterday was at 53.0. So that was, you know, down significantly. It was the same 14-day case rate on Tuesday, so we remained stable all week this week. 1 week ago, it was 85.2. So we've seen a nice drop, again, just in a week. If you recall, as we talked probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were just up around 210, so significantly less. And we hope that the trend continues going down, and it certainly appears to be doing so.
Well, that's great news. Do you want to tell us through the... You know, how has that affected your Lakeview Clinic and hospital, and what's an operational update on what you're doing now?
Yeah, I guess maybe one more thing I would comment on the case rate is, you know, the case rate is tests that are done that are sent, that MDH records, and we, you know, we pull that data. This does not always include people that are home testing. So we always think that the number could be a little bit higher.
Yep.
But the good news is people are home testing and we're controlling COVID much better. So that's it's all positive news. In terms of operations...
Wait, can I just quick ask you, now that you brought that up, Greg, it does bring to mind a question. Did that significantly alter the sort of accuracy of testing when the at-home testing began to be a thing? Or do you think that's just, it's minimal and the important thing is that people are getting tests?
Well, I think there's really two things to consider. You know, we've always known from early on in this pandemic that testing was going to be an effective tool or key strategy to getting a handle on this one. And primarily, if you're sick, you want to test to make sure you don't have COVID. And if you do, you stay home and quarantine. If you don't, you can go out in the community with a regular cold or, you know, like we used to do.
Right.
So, you know, the challenge before was it was hard. People were becoming symptomatic. And it was hard to find local testing because we were short on supplies and there were just no appointments and, you know, the long lines at the DEC and UWS and all of those things. So I think what the home testing did was provided one more strategy for us or one more tool that the public could use to just test at home and not have to go through the triage process and overwhelm hospitals and ERs and clinics and other testing sites. So it's all good. The challenge with home testing is if you can get the tests, like if you bought them at Walgreens or get them through the county or get them, you know, through the federal government, which some people have gotten, others have not yet. But you take your test. If you're positive, you think, oh, no, I've got to stay home and quarantine, and you throw the test away and nobody knows about it. Still good because you're staying home,
right?
But it's not getting reported through the MDH site. So some people will say, well, we're down to this number, so that means everything is good. It's impossible to make a prediction of what the number actually is in Lake County because we just don't have all those home tests factored in. There are times that a home test may be recorded. Well, there are times that somebody who tested positive at home may be recorded because they'll have a follow-up test at a healthcare facility. So, for example, if one of our staff here does a home test and they're positive, we continue testing. So at some point, they'll be tested at Lakeview, and that will show up in the case rate, but not all. If you're not working in healthcare or another area, you might just have a positive test that nobody knows about.
Right, and another sort of fault line that I've discovered is if people are getting multiple tests, then they record as multiple accounts of COVID when really it's one count of COVID. I noticed that because someone in our family had two tests and they were both positive. So then I thought, oh my goodness, so that's going to be recorded as two cases, but it really isn't two cases. So it seems like there's going to be discrepancies no matter how you do it.
Absolutely. And you always try to pull the most accurate data that you can, but you know, with any time you pull data, there's nuances or things like you just said that if somebody has two tests that they don't believe the first one, or for some reason they get a confirmatory and it turns up positive at the same site or different, that could show up as another positive test. And just because of the sheer volume, nobody's going through trying to look at all those matches. And I mean, it's you're testing and recording. So, but I think the big picture is things are moving in the right direction, because even at 210, we knew people were still testing at home. So it's all relative. So I think we should still celebrate the good news in that this most recent variant is subsiding and things are moving in a good direction.
Yeah. Okay. So now on to your operational update.
Yeah, I would say, so in terms of operation, things are, you know, much, much better at Lakeview today than they were 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago in terms of, you know, a patient demand volume. we were seeing a number of patients coming into the clinic with COVID symptoms. Our ER was, we had days that our hospital was full, ER, all of our trauma and urgent care bays were full. And there were COVID and non-COVID, and those are really difficult. And then you combine that with a case rate of, you know, nearly 210, which means we're going to have staff impacted that because they're community members as well. So you pull staff out of work because they either have symptoms, have been exposed, or are quarantined, and then you lose workforce at the time that volume is peaking. And that we really struggled for about a week. It felt like that was really difficult. It was kind of shift by shift trying to keep everything staffed and meeting the patient and community demand. We made a number of adjustments. We actually pulled back on surgery and procedures to use all of the nursing staff there to put them out on the floor in the ER to meet patient demand in that area. And that's something, you know, it's day surgery we could do. It's not something we like to do because patients have it scheduled, they do prep, they plan their life around it, and so it's not optimal by any means. But when there's really no other choice, we have to do that to provide that acute and ER care to the community. And we work really hard to add days back and get people back into the schedule and get their procedures and surgery done. And so that worked well. And I'm just very impressed with our community was very understanding and our patients were understanding when you have to make those difficult phone calls.
Yeah, well, I've only heard good things about the way that you adjusted and the things you, and just for a little perspective, I have a niece in another part of North America who has had not insignificant surgery on hold since October and still no date for this surgery. So I think that no one should have any complaints in Lake County. And it's really good to hear that things have rebounded so quickly. And what would you say is the morale right now and of all your staff, and like, are people pretty hopeful and optimistic and not quite so tired? And, or, you know, I know there's a lot of hope, but there's also a lot of people saying, you know, just a little bit sort of, or lowering their hopes because of another variant, or, you know, surely something else is going to come down the pike now. But yeah, what's the morale there?
You know, that is a great question. So when I look back at the time that we were probably most challenged throughout the pandemic from a workforce and a patient demand standpoint was probably 4 weeks ago. I mean, in terms of just trying to manage people that needed care. You know, we had six patients in the facility that we were treating for COVID. And that's a lot. I mean, that's a high number of inpatients with COVID. And thankfully, they all did well, and that was all great. But even during the time that we were trying to decide what can we do and what can't we do from a workforce standpoint and a resource standpoint, our staff, whether it be nurses, surgical techs, surgeons, anesthesia, managers of those areas, really stepped up and said, we'll do anything and everything that we can to serve our patients. So let's shift schedules around, let's redo the schedule, let's move people around. And so they were able to make some pretty amazing and creative adjustments to get a couple people in that really needed to be in to avoid delaying a surgery that probably shouldn't have been delayed or a procedure. Mm-hmm. So I think even during the times of high stress, our team really stepped up and did an amazing job. So that was great. And I would say now, over this week and last week, there's really kind of a sigh of relief, I would say, kind of a time to catch our breath where things have really kind of let up. Our inpatient volumes are down below budget, which is wonderful. The pressure on the ER and urgent care is also down because there's less people sick that are having, you know, breathing issues and pneumonia, all of those kind of things. So I think overall people, it's just a time for us to kind of catch up on stuff that we couldn't get done when we were really busy. There's a time to kind of focus on today and tomorrow versus just working in kind of crisis mode or high demand mode. So I think morale is stable, if maybe even on the good side. I do agree with you, though. I think we've been in this position before, and I think back to last probably July and August, I would say we kind of felt the same way. Mm-hmm. We made it through a tough time. There's this kind of reprieve, and maybe things are going to be back to the new normal, and then we got hit with this fall and winter. So I think we all in the back of our head think, well, what's next? But again, we've learned one more round of this. We've learned a lot more. We were able to control it. We were able to keep people at work. We're able to treat it, test for it. So I hope that each round of this gets easier is probably not the best word, but, you know, we're able to more effectively manage the result of it.
Yeah, well, and the basic fact about viruses and how they mutate does lend itself to an eventual softening of all the sharp edges of the pandemic, which is something that can't get lost in the big picture and in the long term, although it, you know, it might not be helpful today, but it's still the big picture. And Yeah, so I have one more question for you, Greg. The flu season, how has the flu season been this year?
I would say the flu, we have not had a significant increase in flu. Last year, we had virtually nothing, as you recall. We've had some flu this year. It started kind of early where we started seeing those cases, and that really worried us, thinking if we have this on top of a challenging COVID season, we're going to really have some challenges ahead of us. And so we've seen it, and it continues to be out there, but nothing that's, I would say, really concerning. The other benefit, like I mentioned before, is if people have flu-like symptoms, which also could be COVID symptoms, they're able to test for that, and if it's not COVID, they stay home and recover and go back to work or back to school. So I also wonder if more people now, just because of the quarantine expectations, if we're spreading things around less because people are staying home and not doing things when they're sick. So I think that helps. But we've not had any major hospitalizations due to influenza or any, you know, significant things like that, which was a little bit different than maybe we expected when this started out early and we had a number of them at one time. We thought, oh boy, here it's going to be interesting. And that just kind of subsided somewhat.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much, Greg. I'm sure we'll have you on again soon.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.